just say it plain. I don't know any other way to say it. But I am so sick and tired of Republicans and conservatives. They are, in many instances, just rotten people. When you watch, you know, what the Republicans, the questions that they were asking the Supreme Court nominee based on racism, didn't even try to hide it. You know, to challenge a woman who's black, who's married to a white man, and to say that she is somehow, you know, well, you know, you are supporting this and you're supporting that, and you are somehow, you know, not fair and right and just, and you seem to be siding a little bit with black people, is absolutely ridiculous. Again, she's married to a white man and her children are mixed. But one low-down conservative asked a question about, asked her if she thought that they should rule out interracial marriage. She's married to a white man. I don't know about you, but if you can't see just how bigoted these people are who call themselves, many of them, who call themselves Republicans and conservatives, I can see it. You know, I've only been black for, 67 years in this country. And to continue to see this thing move the way it's moving after all of these years, and then for, of all people, Ted Cruz to quote Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King is a sham. It's a fiasco. How dare you quote Dr. King? You don't represent anything that Dr. King stood for, and very few, if any, Republicans or conservatives do. Our phone lines are open at 844-967. How dare you open your mouth and try to quote Dr. King and twist who he was? I know who he was, okay? And so he does not represent anything that you on the right want to say he does. He fought people like you. He died because of views and attitudes like the ones you present. You know, I am fed up with these people who are doing everything within their power to make this nation a horrible place. You know, if you think that the only views that matter in this society are those on the right, you're my enemy. I'm just telling you straight up. I said my enemy, Earl Ingram's. Because I watch what comes out and listen to what comes out of your mouth. And I've seen how you've organized. And what you bring out is the worst in this society, not the best. And it does not matter whether you say, well, you know, majority of the people, the American people, you don't represent all the American people. You represent a fringe of the American people, the Republican Party that has been taken over and does not have the courage to stand up and fend off what they know is wrong. You know, I want to also add that I've been watching and listening to Republicans and talking to them who think we need to get involved in this war and who say, well, it's time now. It's time that we get involved. It's time now that we send a message to Vladimir Putin that he should be responding to what we say and not us fearing him and his nuclear weapons, because we have nuclear weapons. How childish and dangerous a way to look at this thing. To continue to point out and say that Joe Biden is weak, what would you have him do? You know, those of you who say it's time that we get involved, are you willing to send your children? The answer to that is no, you're not. It's easy to run off at the mouth and act as though you have some courage that you don't have. Because if it was your children that you would be saying, let's send them into the fight, I know you wouldn't be willing to do that. I was in a conversation with a friend of mine, a conservative friend of mine the other day. And yes, I have conservative friends, believe it or not. Unlike you, I have I don't base my friendship on whether somebody is a conservative or a black person or a white person. None of those things. You know, but I had a conversation with him the other day, and he said to me, it's time that we get involved. Freedom is being taken away from people. And don't you see what's going on earth? For heaven's sakes, we've got to fight for those people and their freedom. And my response to him is, I said, are you aware that, you know, Russia has the most nuclear weapons on the planet? Well, yeah, but so what? Oh, okay, but so what? You can be flippant with your responses when you don't have the capacity to think deeply enough about what the outcome could be or would be. I was at the gym the other day, and I was listening to people in the conversation watching the television, and the guy mentioned a conservative. Well, let's get it on. World War III, so be it. Let's go. And I'm like, man, do we really have people who live in this society who don't understand the impact of what could happen if we make the wrong move? We have a man who is at least conscious enough, whether you think he is or not, to know what the outcome could possibly be if we make a wrong step or a wrong move and enter into a conflict that can eventually cause the death of the world. And don't think for one moment that what I am talking about cannot happen. Because what they're talking about now, and Vladimir Putin has basically said, you know, they're not talking about the anti-ballistic missiles yet. They're much smaller nuclear warheads that can be used that will, you know, not create. And I was reading something the other day, 1/3 of the power of the bombs that were dropped in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But even if it's 1/3, the outcome of that. So they fire first, we respond. We respond, they respond. Mutual destruction. How do you fix your mouth or even your thought process to somehow think that's okay? World, don't you see what they're doing to those? Yeah, I see it. You think I'm not blind? The world sees it. But I don't think the world is ready for nuclear confrontation. Maybe you and your, you know, demented mind can somehow think that can happen and that, you know, things are going to be the same. What do you think is going to happen to you and your family if we get engaged in nuclear war? You think you're still going to be able to live in your nice suburban enclave? Is that what you think? You think you're still going to be able to go to the golf course and the country club and all those things? You think that's the way it's going to be? It's not. So wake up and realize that this is not a time for saber rattling. No, John Wayne was not real. Okay. I like watching John Wayne movies. I still watch them. I don't care how many times I've watched them. I like watching them. But I know that's a movie. What we are talking about is real. You need to wake up and understand the inherent dangers in this. And also give children. I grew up, and my generation grew up terrified of nuclear war. We were so afraid that we knew at some point in time in our lives before we got a chance to even live that there was going to be nuclear war. We're blessed that cooler heads prevailed, and so there was not nuclear war because people knew what the outcome would be. Now, we're at a time where there are foolish people who seem to think that somehow we can win that. And I repeat, foolish people who somehow think we're going to be able to overcome nuclear war. I'm not one of them. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 is the number. What say you? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.